Hello. I see you in here, Miss Kathy Hartman. You were the first person I saw. Hello, everybody. I'm just coming in here a minute early to do a few little housekeeping items. Just got done coaching a private client here at NoBS, which is what I do most of my time. Let me get my board out of the way. All right. Can everybody hear me? Now, let me see here. Do a few things. Need to mute everybody. Make sure you can hear me. All righty. I am Coach Betsy. Change my name real quick. And then we've got Dina from our community team here. Let me unmute you, Dina. You can come in and say hi as well. Hi, hello. Ooh, and I see Emily. I love these kind of calls. And there's Miss Rhonda. I'd love to see if y'all are decent. We've had some interesting, Rhonda, I see you have a shirt on. Thank you. We've had some interesting little adventures here in meeting style calls lately. So be sure that if you want your camera on, just know that we can all see you. But if you want your camera off, be sure to turn your microphone or excuse me, your camera off. All right. Let me go in to make sure I'm the only one who can share my screen. Yes. Okay. All right. So we're going to get started. I'm going to introduce myself here real quick. But first, let me kind of tell you kind of how these, oh, Cindy, I see you here in the chat. Y'all, I get real squirrely with the chat. Dina said she was getting her hair done this morning. So she's not going to be able to be with us on camera, but she's in the chat and she's definitely had a lot of experience with meetups. So speaking of meetups is what we're going to be talking about today, Dina and I. So let me just kind of tell you again how this call will work, and then we will dive into kind of a big picture view. I was thinking about it this morning. We're going to kind of get big picture, and then we're going to dial down and talk specifically about meetups. But I just love these community kind of calls just to remind y'all about how amazing community here is at NoBS, and just to kind of to let y'all know kind of how we do community. So, all right. So please, number one, please be sure everyone is chosen on your chat so we can all see your chat, and we'll be just kind of keeping an eye on the chat and seeing what's going on in there. If y'all have any questions, you can ask them in the chat. And then if you have a question about a meetup, or if anyone here has done an amazing meetup in the past with NoBS and wants to talk about it, I know Rhonda's going to be talking about her upcoming meetup and maybe some past experience she's had with it. But if anybody else wants to raise their hand and talk about meetups or ask a question, feel free to do that. Now, if you do have a question, let me show you how to raise your hand. There's the reactions button. Now, if you're on a computer, it's down at the bottom. On your phone, I think you kind of, maybe, do you click on the two dots, Dina? Do you know on your phone?
I don't know.
Yeah. And I think it's down at the bottom. Okay. Nikki said yes. So you can raise your hand that way. And then the other thing you can do, I'm going to be sharing my screen here in a minute. When I talk specifically about meetups. And so if you want to see me big, or if you want to see Dina big when she's talking, you can choose speaker view on your computer. And that is up at the upper right-hand corner of your screen and where it says view. And so if you do gallery view, it's like this. It's the big Brady Bunch, you know, where you see everybody. But if you want to just see who is speaking, then you can choose speaker view. And that's also what our replay is going to look like. Just anyone who is speaking, that's what we will be, what you'll see on our replay. If you're listening or watching the replay right now. All right. Anything else that we need to tell them about?
Other than that camp is next week, and I'm so excited to see you, Coach Betsy, and you know the primary reason why, because I'll tell everybody, at last camp, it was hilarious because Coach Betsy and I, every morning, we would, you know, Google over each other's outfits, and then say, let me take a picture of you, so she would, and then I would say, I'll take a picture, you know, we took pictures of each other, but we forgot to take a selfie together. So that is my mission this camp, to take a selfie together.
Yes, that's our one goal at camp.
Exactly.
All right.
One goal, yes. Our relationship together, our selfie relationship. I saw Denise in the chat. She said it would help me to know what the coach's experience is with No BS. How long, where you started, if you feel comfortable telling us. I think this is a great question, especially when we're talking about community. And go ahead, Betsy. Like, I love your story.
I love to tell my story. So I like to say I have been a member of No BS since forever. I see Emily Young right next to me, and she and I, you know, kind of go back and forth on how we've been there here around the longest. But I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board way before Facebook, all that stuff, back in 2006, 2007, something like that. I was doing Weight Watchers for the umpteenth time, and I was looking for an answer. I really struggled with a lot of perfectionism. I would start a diet, and the first time I messed up or didn't do it, you know, perfectly, I quit, and I was onto the next thing, or I would beat myself up for a while and overeat and gain more weight. And then I would, you know, come back or try to find something new. And so, yeah, I found her on way back then. They were doing, you know, Weight Watchers was online, and Corinne was just on a message board talking a lot about exercise back then. And she got to know a group of ladies from Arkansas, because back then we'd had these message boards, and they were some of them were state specific. And so I found people, speaking of meetups, that's kind of what was my first experience with meetups, was that it was like, because I think we're all looking for connection in this journey, right? In some sort of different way. We're looking for support. We're looking for people like us. We're looking to feel less alone. And so I said, okay, well, the one thing I know that I have in common with someone is where I live. And so I...
Oh, you froze up a little bit. Or is it me? Emily, Betsy is frozen. Okay. I'll go ahead and chat if she's frozen, if she needs to come back. Betsy, I'm going to go ahead and chat. I don't know if you hear us, but we don't hear you. This is a great call for community, because I'll tell my story too, that I was one of the, I love to tell the story of that I was one of those members who my local friend told me about Corinne and her podcast for about a year. And she kept saying, you need to listen to this podcast. You need to listen to this podcast, mostly because we would always share weight loss tips, and we had both done all the diets. And so it was funny because I was one of those people that for about a year, she told me, and I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And then finally, one day it hit me because I saw that she had a lot of weight loss. I said, okay, what are you doing? And she was like, hello, I've been telling you for about a year about Corinne. You should listen to her podcast. And I was like, oh, okay. So just like how you were saying, Betsy, it all ties to community too. And I want to start talking about community and why that's important. I know that there are some people who understand it and want it. Again, I was the other type that I had always thought weight loss is my journey. I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure it out. And if I don't figure out, well, I'm just destined to it. And I have, like, I love seeing people, but I really do have this introverted side of me too, that I don't know if it's a perfectionist thing or just like a bootstrapper thing. Like I want to figure it out. I don't want to ask for help. All of those thoughts used to swirl in my mind. And through the journey, I have discovered the importance of community. I work on the community team, and so I see it in action. And I just want to share with all the people that may be listening who probably don't quite understand that concept, because it's like, it's my journey. It's my weight loss. I don't like sharing. I don't like telling people what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. And what I'm here to tell you was the thing that I heard one time was that a quote. It said, transformation takes time. We know that, right? Transformation takes time. That's a hard one to hear too, because you want all your weight to come off immediately. But once you start doing it, you're like, okay, that's, you know, that starts sinking in. So transformation takes time, but is accelerated with community. And when I got that into my head, I was like, you know, that's true. I wish you all could see our team interaction. I think everyone on the team and everyone in No BS, like this is what Corinne always teaches us, right? We all have our superpowers. And when you look at the team, we all have our own thing, right? That we do well at. But if you could see our interaction, we are constantly asking each other. We all get coached, and we all constantly get feedback from each other. Like, hey, we have a Slack channel, which is similar to Facebook, where you can post things and questions. So we'll Slack in there, like, you know, I've been having this problem. How have you guys figured it out? Like, don't think that like the No BS team is like, oh, we got it. We're done. We don't need to learn anymore. No. And what I have noticed too is there's people on the team who have lost over 100 pounds. And those are the ones who to this day still constantly are asking in that team Slack, like, what do you guys do about this? And what, you know, I've had this thought and I've had that thought, or I listened to this podcast. It was so good. I learned this. So there's this constant community and interaction and asking and learning that, let me read that quote again. Transformation takes time, but is accelerated with community. If I were like, okay, I'm doing this by myself. I'm not going to ask anyone. I'm just going to figure this out. Would I get success? Sure. But if I put myself out there and ask, it's a whole lot easier and a whole lot faster. So I had like 3 points to hone in on community. First one, and I'm doing the Corinne thing and doing all F's. So the first F is it's fun. When you do something with someone else, it's just a whole lot more fun. I love on the accountability page, I took one of Corinne's quotes. She put, going alone is hard, so don't. You know, going at it alone is hard. Like she always talks about when she was in her journey, she did it by herself, but it was hard and it was no fun. So we have the opportunity to have each other. And I know that like, if I want to go for a walk and I plan it on a random Friday, I'll be like, oh yeah, I got to go for my walk. And I will have all the thoughts. But if I ask a friend, like, do you want to go for a walk? It is a lot more fun. and it, you know, it becomes doable. It's fun. The other thing is it's focused. When you're in community, you can focus on that goal, right? You're surrounded with like-minded people. You can interact with the one goal. So it's a focused thing when you're in community. And it's faster. Like that quote, the ability to ask for help is not, it may not be intuitive, but once you learn that it will get you somewhere faster, right? Like you could build your house, you could build your own house. I'm pretty sure you could do it, but isn't it great if you get a contractor to do your plumbing and to do your electricity? Like it's a whole lot faster. And I was thinking about how we do this for the member. When you think about all the resources we have here in No BS, if you're a bottom line member, right, focus on the course. And then you have the ask coaches feature. Like, you don't have to dive in and join all the things, all the community, but you do have the community resource of having the No BS course. That is a community resource that has been thought out. It is structured for you. And you have the ask coaches feature. That's a part of community. That's a resource that you have, that if you have just minimal time, you can use that. Like, ask for help, ask coaches. So, and then also look at our meetup calendar, and Coach Betsy's going to run through the resources and show you where all these things are. But, you know, take a look and see, oh, what's happening this month? Oh, look, like, something's happening. I'll go check it out. Or if, like I said, if you want to set up a meetup and be like, yeah, on Saturday, I'm going to go for a walk. It would be awesome if there were someone in my area who could go with me. Put it up there on the meetup. So you don't have to do all the things, right? You can be very basic and just use minimal resources, but there's still community and it'll still be helpful. Moderation mamas, maybe you want to go into the Facebook group. The main Facebook group, holy moly. You go in there and you, like, I dare you to go in there and ask a question like, what do you guys do with nighttime urges? Like, have you seen that question? And then you'll see the answers like, you know, or like, I feel like I'm the only one who, you know, my husband, he always wants this and I don't know what to do. And it's like, ooh, you'll see all the answers. So the main Facebook group, Ask Coaches, that's for moderation mamas, looking at the meetup calendar, using it to see what's there or to make one up. If you're a deep dive diva, we are all in. So I would suggest that you do the Facebook group. You find subgroups within the, I enjoy the foodies. I enjoy my women of color subgroup. Like, go in there, find your people. Like, you have No BS sisters, but then you have people that like stuff that you like. Join those subgroups and then ask for an accountability partner or group. We have that whole resource that you can ask. And so like, dive in. Deep dive diva. So I know that Coach Betsy is going to come in and really detail those resources that we have.
All right. Can y'all hear me? I was, I was telling Dina earlier, these Zoom calls are an adventure. I love to think of them as an adventure every time. So let's talk specifically about subgroups, and I am going to share my screen here so that we can really kind of get specifically, or not, excuse me, not subgroups, meetups. But let me kind of just start with defining what a meetup is. I saw some of y'all in the chat, and you know, I'm a coach, so we're not going to sit here and feel bad that we didn't know about meetups. Okay, y'all, that's the purpose of this call is for us to talk about meetups. Y'all, with COVID, we just haven't done a lot of physical meetups. And that's one thing I want to tell you all about meetups, is that meetups can be physical, but they can also be, you know, so we can all meet together physically in some kind of location, or we can have online meetups. We have this amazing technology and Zoom and stuff that we can do. So it is, there's all kinds of different ways we can do meetups, and we're going to talk about that today. But really, kind of probably the most common meetups are physical, and they are, a lot of times, are just people who live in the same geographical area. Because you probably have seen, Dina was talking about our Facebook group and all of our main group, and also just our subgroups. And people are asking all the time, is there anybody in, you know, Central Ohio? Is there anybody in Australia? And so those are really the most common kinds of meetups. Then, of course, we have our accountability groups that do meetups, especially for camps and things like that. But today we're really going to be talking more about kind of the most common kind of meetups, where just people are in the same location and they come together. But then we're also going to be talking about, with camp coming up, we have some meetups there too that we're going to talk about. And so let me share my screen and we will get going here. So, all right. Can y'all see my calendar. Give me a, or the meetup calendar. Oh, y'all. Okay. It's going to make it bigger for you. Okay. So, but actually, let me start. I always like to just start where you go to nobswomen.com and tell you how I got there, because that's always an important thing. Okay. Here's our beautiful, amazing nobswomen.com website. And you go over here to the left side and you'll see where it says Facebook accountability and meetups calendar. And so we had also talked about, Dina had talked about subgroups a minute ago. So I wanted to show you that real quick, where just the first tab here that you click on tells you, I think if it comes up, there we go. It gives you all of our subgroups. And so if some of you all don't know about our subgroups, and it's just such an amazing part of our community, because it's a smaller group of people and who are just really have, you know, something specific in common. So we have now, gosh, what?
I think 20.
Yeah. Like 20 subgroups.
And the main thing here is that you have to be part of the main Facebook group. And then you can join subgroups too.
Yes. Yeah. That's definitely important. Just kind of for kind of Facebook.
Because I worked out. I'm going to mute somebody.
Hold on just a second.
Shower. I'm trying to.
Okay. All right. You need to be a member of the main Facebook group, and then you can join some of these different subgroups. Okay. I wanted to show you that. And then, but let's go to the meetups calendar, because that's really what we're all about today. All right. There's a few of our beautiful members. Miss Missy, who's also on our community team, is right here in the middle. So planning or looking for an in-person or online meetup. I love that we have a few things on this calendar, because it's been a little quiet around here with COVID and everything. And so I mentioned meetups at camp. And so I'll tell you about those in a second, but let's first start on and just look at how you submit a meetup, because this is what we want to do. If you do have a meetup in your area, let's give some examples, Dina, of some, you know, just some examples of some meetups.
Simple. And so, you know, they could be like a big event, like Rhonda and Ashley is here too. They'll talk about their meetups that they have mm-hmm. on the calendar, but it can be so simple. Like I said, if you want someone in your area to go for a walk, like I'm going to be at the community park on Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'll put it on there just to see if someone will join me. It can be as simple as that. And yeah, if you go through the forum, you can check out. And
yeah, for a lot of y'all, yeah, yeah, you can absolutely do an online meetup and say, hey, I'm going to be on Zoom. Maybe it's the women of with kids under 18. Hey, y'all, I'd love to talk to y'all about some, you know, some stuff that's going on with my teenagers. And let's just jump on Zoom. You could
was it Thanksgiving, Emily? Maybe you can talk about the meetup that you had. She had an online meetup where she just wanted to hang out on Thanksgiving that evening. Or was it Christmas? I don't remember.
It was Thanksgiving evening.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving evening. I just opened up my Zoom room, and anyone that wanted to jump in and hang out together could. Some people were tired of family and wanted to be with friends instead.
Yeah. So it could be something like that, which is so cool, especially now with online. We can meet up online or in person.
Yeah, just holidays, things like that. I remember if y'all been around for a while, Corinne used to have meetups in Nashville just at the Panera. And she would just say, hey, on this Saturday morning, we're all just going to meet for coffee at Panera. And you could do that anywhere, right? Anywhere. And so it doesn't have to be a big activity or a real specific activity. It can just, hey, let's all meet for coffee or something like that. But it also can be something, maybe it's something, I know that that Ashley's going to be talking about her axe throwing, or she's doing an axe throwing meetup at camp next week. And so it's maybe something where it's like, I've always wanted to do this and I just don't really know of anybody else who, you know, who's interested in doing it. And so the amazing thing about No BS is that we've got members all over the world. And so I bet you can find somebody who wants to meet up with you. So, those are some great examples. All right. So let's look at first how to submit your form, because if we really want as many meetups, I'd love to see this form or this calendar filled up with meetups, you know, every weekend, right? So now that we're kind of coming out of our bubbles, that we could really get together and do stuff in person, but also, you know, online, right? And also virtually. So the form is pretty simple, I do believe, where you just, you put your name, what type of meetup is this, in person. We were doing stuff on Clubhouse. I'm not sure who all is, you know, super active in Clubhouse, but it's definitely an option as well if you're on that app. And then name, description, other people that are going to be around, phone number. I think that's real important to have on there, phone number and email, just in, you know, in case anybody needs to contact you, the date, start in times, address, and then the link if it's an online event. So it's a real simple form, but it just gives you all the information you need, and then you can contact the person if you need to. All right. So yeah, so let's just kind of look at the events that are up here. I mentioned, let me just click on this. Here we go. So Ashley has submitted her form for the axe throwing meetup in Nashville next week. And so she just kind of did a little description and got all the information we need, the address, and then her contact info. And so, yeah, we're going to have actually several meetups for camp next week. And Queens Club is one that we've definitely already planned. And anybody who is in Queens Club, we're going to meet. I'll be there. Dina, I think you'll be there. Emily, you'll probably be there to just meet everybody who's in Queens Club. And we're going to be meeting at the hotel bar, I do believe.
And so see, that's the beauty of this, of the meetup calendar, is that you could say in the camp group, hey, we're having this Queens Club meetup. It would probably get lost in the feed. And, you know, you would be like, where is that meetup? When is it? And you'd have to search the camp group. Maybe you'd find it. Maybe you wouldn't. Here, you can go specifically to the calendar. And there it is, all of the information. And I want to point out that the Queens Club, if you live in Nashville, are not, you know, going to be at the event, you can still go to that event. It's for No BS members. So you can come check out the hotel, meet everybody there, meet the coaches, because all of these events are for No BS members. So that's the other thing. Like, instead of just closing it to only people on Facebook, when you put it on the calendar, it's for people, it's for No BS members, whether they're on Facebook or not. So those are the two things. I would love to hear from Ashley. Ashley, you want to tell us about your awesome event? It sounds a little scary and fun.
Good morning. Yeah, I've never done axe throwing. So I was like, I want to do something different. And every time I go to Nashville, I want to do something. So axe throwing it is. We currently have 2 lanes reserved, but everyone is welcome. And we're just going to have fun, drink, eat. And yeah, and that's Thursday evening at 7. So yeah.
That's so fun. See, I love that you put yourself out there. You're like, I'm going to Nashville. Like, you know, do you have like a big group of people in Nashville? No, I mean, maybe because Ashley, I mean, she's pretty amazing. You probably do. But, you know, like just say, I'm going to be in Nashville. I want to go out, but I don't know like how to do that. Put it on the meetup. Like put it on the meetup and, you know, we will be there.
Yes. Yes. Love it. All right. And I saw Miss Cindy Switzer in the chat, and she was talking about there's definitely going to be a 55 plus meet up for camp as well. It's just not up on the calendar yet. But again, y'all, there are no, you know, rules here in terms of who begins a meetup or who sets up a meetup. Any member can do it, whether it's at camp next week, whether it's just wherever you live. Anyone can do it.
Oh, no.
And then view it, and then it gets up there. So what did you say?
You froze there for a little bit. I was like, oh, no, Coach Betsy, come back. So maybe Rhonda can tell us about her. I've been hearing about this. About, is it cookie making?
Yes, Rhonda, come on. Can you tell?
How do I come on?
There you are. You're on. You did it.
Okay. The cookie school was something that some of us were interested in doing. We talked about it in Macon, and then the friend of mine that invented this cookie nip, a flavoring, ended up creating a studio in Atlanta area. So we've done that. I didn't even know that this meetup calendar existed until Betsy told me about that. And because I was putting it in on the Facebook, but I'm looking that my contact information isn't showing up, but a friend contacted me. It's really for anybody. I know Tennessee, Chattanooga area comes in. So we'll see. I think we only have 3 or 4 signed up right now. And if we don't fill up with 10 people by Sunday, we're going to open it up to the general public. But it should be fun. And then in the past, we've done let's meet at a pizza place. We tried once before to meet poolside somewhere with a potluck, and that didn't happen. But I got past being scared of making plans, not knowing if it was going to work or not. But having this calendar is great.
That's awesome. And I think you brought up that you would like your contact information on there. So after you've submitted the form, and if you see something like that that you want to add or, you know, fix, feel free to email support@pmp.com and then just attention meetup calendar.
Okay. And I filled it out on the form. I'm just not sure why it didn't get up there. So I don't know if it was my error or if it just didn't look important. But I need to add the phrase when you click on the link. I think they have to copy and paste the link to get there and need to scroll down and look for something specific.
That sounds good. Yep, we can fix that up. That's all awesome. Right.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing a few of us.
And then you have to post pictures too.
I will.
Of your meeting.
Yeah, I wanted to attach what we're doing. It's decorated cookies. So that we'll put on our plans.
I was going to say. Make a doable plan. That's awesome.
Yes, and there's a lot of people in the chat like, I wish I lived in Georgia. I want to come.
But that's great because then you start getting ideas, right? Like you see that meetup and you're like, I wonder if there's some, you know, like there's cooking classes in my area. Maybe I should do that.
And Michelle has contacts all over the country that are now using her product. So she can connect somebody. Message me and I'll be glad to find somebody.
Or when you post pictures, just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hear where you did that. And that's, yeah, that's cool. That's fun.
Oh, and my Mac is about to lose power.
Because that's what's happening today.
Yeah.
Someone asked in the chat about, you know, they're interested in having a meetup, but they're not sure if people are in their area. What would you say to them, Dina?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the perfect example of this meetup calendar because it's you're putting yourself out there like, put a meetup on there. Like, I want to, like I said, like, I want to do this. Is anybody else interested? You can put a post in the Facebook group, but then once you get a meetup time, kind of like the 55 plus ladies, they've been chatting like, we should meet up next week and what time is good? And, you know, going back and forth like we do as women. I have a group of girlfriends in town and holy moly, when we, you know, want to go out to lunch, it's like, the thread of, you know, getting that together is always so much fun. But once you get that settled, then place it on the meetup and go from there.
Julie, I think there's there's kind of a thing here. I think someone was saying kind of like, I think I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to work on being less scared, right? I mean, this is something that could be an amazing exercise for some of you all to just like put yourselves out there and, you know, and remind yourselves that, you know, you'll be okay, right? Regardless of what happens with this, but you put yourself out there and you opened yourself up to something fun and to new friends and all of this kind of stuff. And you're just going to see what happens, right? You don't know how it's going to go at the beginning. And that's part of it. Just kind of like this call, right? It's one big adventure. So,
and then the people who have met in person, who have gone to in-person camp, I think everyone who has been to in-person camp can testify to the immediate bonds that No BS members have with each other. Like, we have such a variety of people from all over the world, really. But we have that in common, and it is amazing. Like when you, if this is your first time for in-person camp, you walk into the hotel, it's like, oh, no BS woman. And you can just, you know, you're just like standing there, and then people will just be like, hey, are you here for the no BS? And it's like, yes. And then it is amazing. So I think so many times, like old shit is in our mind, right? And we have all the things like, oh, I don't want to do this, and it'd be so scary, and they're going to say this, and they're going to think that. No, like we are all the same, and you need to remember that. Like we are on the journey, we get it. So yeah, definitely put yourself out there. Julie,
I see Miss Julie Coleman on here. Let me. I'm going to ask you to unmute
there.
And see if you want to.
I did.
There you are. Okay.
Hi. This is about meetups that are not at camp. I have one question I have, but before I ask the question, I wanted to just say we have the Steel Divas, who are anybody who lives around Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, West Virginia, are welcome. But, and the way we got that started is we just went into Facebook and said, hey, anybody live in this area? Let us know. And we're now an unofficial Facebook page that doesn't have the No BS name on it anymore, but you do have to be a member of No BS to be in it still. So my question is, though, I tried using that on the website where the meetup calendar is. How would I get people to go check there? Because what I'm doing now is just after people have joined our subgroup, then I invite them. Like, for example, those who are going to virtual camp are coming to my house next weekend, and we're having a virtual meetup. I think about 5 people are coming. But how would I initially get people to even check there? Because a lot of people don't know about it yet. So should I recommend it?
That's why we have this call. That absolutely.
Okay.
The fabulous Coach Kara is working on a post
Oh, good.
Are you here? I thought I saw her here today. She's working on a post that she will put in the main Facebook group. Also.
Okay. Great.
People to use the meetup. It really is such an underutilized resource.
Right.
Which is why we want to like just keep checking, keep going, like keep pointing people to the website and to the meetup calendar. We also put Coach Betsy, if you can go to the training calendar. I know it gets a little tricky because there's 2 calendars, but we went ahead and went to the training calendar page and we put a sentence. If you go a little up above, yeah, it says, if you're looking for the No BS meetup calendar, click the link. And then, you know, you can also find it on the tab. So we're trying to make it more visible. It wasn't in those places before. Mm-hmm. We're like, why isn't anybody using it? Something that we just need to get used to going on there and clicking. But absolutely, if you have an unofficial subgroup, like Rhonda's group, they are an unofficial subgroup from the Georgia Peaches, right? Is that right, Rhonda? And so then they're utilizing the meetup calendar, but I would just urge people to check that calendar.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and like I said, that's another great resource for people, you know, No BS members who may not be in the No BS main Facebook page, but they have the website. Mm-hmm. And so they can constantly go and check on there. That's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Julie. Let's see, any other questions that anybody else has about just how meetups work? Or I see lots of y'all just kind of connecting in the chat here. And that's kind of, you know, it's like there's not one answer, right, about how to get connected with people here in OBS, because some of us are on Facebook, some of us aren't, some of us, you know, are on this call, some of us aren't, right? It's just like, it's a matter of trying a few things and really seeing how you can find your people, right? But just start with just reaching out. Just start with reaching out in some way, because again, we know how important community and connection is here at OBS for a lot of you all. Not for everyone, but for a lot of you all. And so just, you know, just reach out and see, kind of throw some jello on the wall and see what sticks, is what I like to say.
And so, the power of community and ideas, like Beth just put, can we feature meetups in the weekly newsletter? Yes, that's a great idea. And see, that's another power of community. Like, people just have the best ideas. So I would
love to see like a, you know, a meetup spotlight. Y'all, if we can get enough meetups going, we could have a meetup spotlight in every single weekly newsletter.
Yeah.
And we could get the word out about these. And again, yeah, we're talking about physical meetups, but also virtual meetups. And because again, we know the power of those too. So I would love to see that. Maybe we could start with once a month, something like that. And I'm not in charge of the newsletter. I'm just over here writing the newsletter, but I think that'd be amazing.
Like, you know, like how you all are doing in the chat, put something up on the meetup calendar and see, you know, who else you meet. Cause it's amazing how you meet people. And Yasmin also had an idea of getting together for just virtual learning. Like, I think do 55 plus, is there someone here in the 55 plus group? I think you all, I saw in the subgroup, someone saying that they were meeting up. I don't know if it was just fun or if it was a virtual learning session, but if your accountability group wants to go through, say, the self-love course that we're going through, but you want some added, you know, random ideas or added members, not just your group, put it on the meetup calendar, put something up there. Like, we're going to be going through module one. Does anybody else want to go through it together? There's so many things that you could utilize this meetup calendar that would be so beneficial to your journey, to your goals.
Yeah. So I was thinking about next month's course that we're all going to be going through, Trusting Your Body, which is a brand new course. I think that would be an amazing opportunity for groups to get together and go through this course, watch the videos together, do some of the worksheets. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be like you discuss a lot, but you just set aside time. You know, Corinne talks about it all the time, right? Being really intentional about your time and your learning here at OBS. And you all could just set up a time. Hey, y'all, on Sunday from 2 to 4, we are all just going to be getting on Zoom together and watching the videos and doing the worksheets. You can absolutely discuss if you want to, but it's just a very intentional time for you all to focus on your OBS work. And I always think about it like a college course. We always have a syllabus for, you know, I wouldn't have gotten through college and grad school if I hadn't had a schedule and syllabus and all that kind of stuff. So we have to be intentional about this stuff if it's really important to us. And y'all, I have already gotten a sneak peek of that Trusting Your Body next month. And it's amazing. It is amazing. So definitely you all could do that with any of the courses. And yeah, going through the OBS weight loss course, you know, it's always good to do that. And so, yeah, that can be a meetup where you all are actually learning and going through some of the content together.
And as OBS women, like, the thing that I have learned in my OBS journey is the aspect of your own personal responsibility. I know that, y'all, working for Corinne, if you bring her an idea, like, I think we should do this. Like, what will she do, Betsy, if I were to say, I think we should do, she always says, like, okay, how? Like, tell me how. Like, you can't get away with wishing, right? Like, I wish we would do this in the membership. She always challenges us and says, all right, how would we do that? So, like, I see a lot of like, oh, I think it would be great to have a meetup in Washington. You know who would do it? Now it's on you. Like, you thought of it? Get it going. Because that's part of about, you know, that's part of the journey of being a no BS woman, understanding that you do have that power. Like, you know, the ship ain't coming. Like, you are the captain, right? Like, we are the ones steering our lives. And one thing that I so admire about you, Coach Betsy, is that the phrase that you always say, like, you can be scared, but do it anyway, right? Like, as no BS women, that should be our motto, right? Like, oh, that sounds scary. That feels scary. I don't know. Do it anyway. And, you know, go for it and see what happens.
I always remember. Yeah, because going through this alone, you know, is scary too, right? A lot of times we can think like, but I'm scared. I'm scared to put myself out there. I'm scared no one's going to come. I'm scared. But being alone and thinking when you're, you know, you're so-called safe, being alone, is that really safe, right? Is that really, you know, that's scarier than putting yourself out there and maybe meeting some of the most amazing people that you will ever have in your life. Because I know that's what I've experienced. That's what you've experienced, Dina. That's what Ashley and Rhonda and everybody else has experienced, is that they're no BS people. I mean, I'm just so grateful. I'll never be able to just show my gratitude for everyone that I've met here.
And I'm laughing because we talked about this earlier, right, Betsy? We were planning this call. And what did I tell you, Betsy? What was my fear? My fear was that it would be just me and Coach Betsy on the Zoom call. I'm like, I don't think Corinne announced it in her Q&A. Like, I don't know if anybody knows about this call. Is it just going to be me and you talking on the screen? And what did Coach Betsy say? She was like, yeah. And if it is, then we're going to do it. I love that.
Yes, we're going to do it anyway. But y'all, there are 165 people on this call right now. And what we know about these calls is that they live in infamy, right? They live forever. And so, you know, vast majority of our members watch it on replay. And so I think we're going to get a lot more interest with all of these meetups with this call. And yeah, we're just going to start connecting a lot more.
That's an example of like how old Shetty can just run rampant, even on the no BS team. Right. Like, think of like all these things that can go wrong, and it's like, but we're gonna do it anyway. I would love to see if anybody has questions, or if you want to raise your hand and talk about a meetup that you've had in your area.
I got an amazing idea from Coach Kathy in the chat that she said, you know, we have our Don't Stop Believing event coming up in June, and members can get together and train together for that.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was an amazing idea, or even just getting on Zoom, even if you're spread out, but you're getting on. I mean, you could be on Zoom while you're walking or running, yeah. But to just kind of form a little team together and talk about your training for DSD as well. So
Corinne always says that's when she talks to her friend Jane, right? Is when she's on her walk. Like, that's when she catches up. So that's a great idea too.
You could have a meetup for those people that would be open to doing Marco Polo. You could do a meetup on Marco Polo and just all talk to each other, you know, one after another, but it could be something where you did that as you were walking. I mean, there's just all kinds of different ways that we can all, we have all this technology now, y'all. Let's use it to connect and just really get to know each other and then just, you know, reach all of our goals together.
Is there anybody here on the call who's had a meetup in your area? Yeah. I know that our poor meetup calendar has been so sad.
I'm going to go ahead and stop the screen here. Okay. Anybody have a question for us in the chat, or want to talk about a meetup they've had? Let's see, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good.
I actually just have a question, and just so I understand, the meetup calendar, like the other coach said, it's just really for anyone. Anyone can put anything out there, and then I guess, right, post in the Facebook group too for someone to look, but
sure,
we can put anything we want out there. Okay.
Yeah. And it's, we do check the form. It's like, don't be scared that you're like, you put something on there and it's like, bing, I'm like, oh no. We do check the form and we do, you know, preview it and then put it up. And like I said, if you have any updates or you want to change it, you can just email support and put attention meetup. And then,
I was looking at the meetup calendar and I noticed that it was blank, and the Facebook group alone is very overwhelming. So I kind of stay away from it.
And yeah, like I said, to be honest, it just has been underutilized. I want to blame COVID because, you know, no one was meeting up. And I just think it's a resource that I'm so happy we have this call that just has not been utilized. And man, it's such a great resource. So definitely.
Thank you. Thank you for having the call, because I was curious and this was really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Julie posted in the chat, she said, in our area, we've had group walks, gone out to dinner, had a spa day. I'm all in on that. And made vision boards together. That's something that's another amazing idea. You know, we have a million vision board, you know, I mean, there's a million vision board resources out on the internet, Pinterest and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, so there's just all kinds of different ideas on what to do. How much in advance do you need to fill it out? Just as, you know, as soon as you can. There's not a hard and fast rule on that, but you definitely want to give people, you know, at least a few weeks to see it and to, you know, to be able to, you know, register for, or, you know, think about whether they want to come or not. So, but even if you're having one like next week or you're having one in a couple of weeks, don't hesitate. Just get it up there, because you never know who might look at it, who might see it, and who might come. So, but yeah, they do, we do kind of approve the post on the calendar before they go up. So it's not an automated, you know, kind of process. Let's see.
Judy has her hand raised.
Who does? Oh, Judy. Okay, there we go. There you are, Judy.
Hi. Gosh, I knew nothing about this meetup calendar. This is a great topic. But it was funny, I put out on Facebook when something... Anyway, I met a girl that lives five doors from me that I never knew, who's no BS. And it's turned into, we have a good little accountability group, and she's guided us, some of us, into even whole base of plant food eating. I don't know, whole plant food eating or something. But it's just been amazing. And she was five doors from me. So who knew? Wow. It's been fun.
Isn't that also Missy and Tracy, is that how they met too? Through No BS? They live very close to each other or something like that. But I think that's hilarious. How many members do we currently have? Emily, I feel like, would be the one who knows that number.
I think it's around 12,600.
Yeah. So within driving distance, like, it would be amazing, right? To find out, like, who lives in my area? Like, who can I connect with that I had no idea? I'm going to put it out there. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm pretty sure probably someone is in my area. Like, if you put a meetup, like, maybe this may be a different, but I will show up. I will be there. Paula.
Love it. Yes, Paula. You got a question for us? Let's see. Need you to unmute.
Oh, there we go. Now you can hear me.
Yes.
Yeah. So Judy, that you just had on, I'm the one that lives up the street from her. So I was just going to text her. I'm like, Judy, are you on? And then she popped on there. So I'm thinking, like, I think it would be so, because I know she's doing virtual camp too. And I'm doing that now. I was coming in person, but there was a change. And so I'm doing from home, and I'm a little sad that I don't get to see y'all. But my box comes today, so I'm like, I've been really a little happy. But I'm like, I was just going to text her when this call is over to see if, like, I'm going to post, maybe we can do a virtual and get some people from the Southern California, I don't know, Inland Empire, like, to to do it at my house. We can big screen it. I have a huge room. I have a great backyard if we want to be outside. I even have a pool. Like, it's going to be warm. So know. I'm gonna try to get a virtual meetup for a camp.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, meetups are happening as we speak.
I know. Paula, even like a, you know, like a, you know what would be fun is that coaches, they're going to have that after hours session. With
yes.
TikTok. You could have like a cocktail meetup. What am I? I'm pushing drinks. No, this is.
Oh, like that's a good idea. Well, I know, like, that would be, you know, fun. We could do that. We could have juice. We could have all the things, you know.
Oh, that sounds so fun. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
So as soon as we're done, I'm gonna pick Judy's brain. She goes to Palm Springs sometimes. I'm not sure she's gonna be in town, but she was my next call, and then she popped up here. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna raise my hand.
Awesome.
So thanks for calling on me.
I love this. Like, this is the perfect example of, because some of y'all may be sitting here going like, oh, well, there can't be anybody in my area.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, we are big enough now. I think there's like a, I don't know, maybe there's just a magic number where like we are big enough now where we, like my husband's distant cousin is like a member. I mean, we have, you know, we're having these connections because we are large enough now. And what's so amazing is that, like, you know, it's a small world, right? And if you're coming at it from, it's a small world and I can find my people and I can get connected to them, then you'll find them, right? Yeah. You'll find them. And so and I love that.
Like, Paula's example was so awesome because it was like, oh, my plans changed and that's so sad. And then now it's like, wait, how can we change that? How can we make that like serve us better? So that's so awesome.
Yes. Someone had asked about, River had asked about, I'd like to do a meetup for training for DSB. Can you do a meetup to get interest and the details of when anytime later? So yeah, absolutely. You can do a meetup where it's just like, hey, y'all, I want to find some people to train for Don't Stop Believing. So it's just, you know, if you just want to meet up and kind of to talk and connect, absolutely. That's a great idea. And then you can, you know, schedule stuff in the future after that.
Right. Like an interest call, like on Zoom. And then you all can coordinate schedules and talk about the vision.
Or meet in person if you want to. Or, I mean, and you could also do hybrid stuff, right? Where, if, you know, a few people want to get together at Panera and then you've got a couple of people on Zoom too on your phone and they, I'm in a Toastmasters group. We're actually meeting in a couple of hours and we have hybrid meetings because there's some people who want to be at home and then there's some people who are ready to get out and meet in person. And so that can work too with all this technology we've got. All right. Well, we are right at about an hour. And so is there anything else we wanted to maybe one more thing about that post that's going to be going up, Dina, about the unofficial groups to watch?
Yes, we're going to have a post up from community team that's going to kind of like how we did the holiday post where everyone was able to post what business they have. Community is going to be doing a post that will feature all the unofficial groups. So if you have an unofficial group, you can pop yours in there so that people can start like, oh, I didn't know we had a Carolina. I'm part of the Carolina girls, a Carolina group. And I didn't know we had a whatever. So you can put your unofficial subgroup there. I know that we have, I've been reaching out to some of the groups because we do have some policy changes of not being able to put no BS, PNP, or fit and fat on your group name just because it's trademarked and we want to be able to be clear to serve our membership. So our official subgroups, the beauty of that is that it always says official, no BS, mindful drinking, or official foodies. And so that's how you know that it's our group, which will always have a coach and will also always have community team helping, no BS community team and coaches in those subgroups. And then all the other unofficial ones, we want you to have them. Like, we're not telling you not to. We would love it. But we just want people to know the difference, that there will be coaches in the official subgroups and then the unofficial make them and meet up with each other. But that's just the difference, that they don't have team support in the unofficial ones.
Yeah, so we will, on the write-up for this call and like on the, when we post it as a replay, we'll put the link to that post. And so you all can find it really easily. And so you'll be able to see all of our unofficial groups. So, you know, and anyone who has an unofficial group can just respond to that post and just do the link for your group. And so that y'all can, that can be another way for us to find each other, to find our people. Okay, so be looking for that. And then you may just happen to see it in Facebook because I think it's going to go up today, right, Dina?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, y'all, this was so much fun. So much fun. Yes, I think everybody's getting really excited. And, you know, I know we're getting excited about seeing some No BS women next week at camp. And so, yeah, maybe we'll kind of like close with one little bit of kind of one little last piece of advice. My thing is just don't ever give up finding your people because they're out there and it's just a matter of just continuing to try things and you will find them.
Very true.
What about you, Dina?
Oh yeah. I love it. Yeah. Like I said, I used to think that my journey was my journey and I just had to, you know, do it. And it's just so much easier when you can have other No BS sisters to ask questions, bounce ideas off of them, and just to, you know, to hang out with. Like, no one gets it, right? Like, if the people who have significant others, you talk to them about No BS and they get like bleary-eyed, like, oh Lord, not you again. But with the, you know, the No BS sisters, you get it. Like, we all get it.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. All right, guys, this was so much fun. Have a great weekend and go out and do amazing things. All right. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.